Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we are entering the month of April already, so we are going to be taking a look at some of those show openings in April.
We're going to start with the oldest song on the menu today, and it comes from Babes in Arms. The show by Rodgers and Hart opened on April 14th, 1937, at the Schubert Theater, where it ran for 289 performances, which in Depression era 1937 was a good run. There was no original cast recording made, so we're going to a 1999 City Center Encores recording. Here is a wonderful song called You Are So Fair, sung by Jessica Stone and Christopher Fitzgerald.
Say, listen, did your daddy ever arrest anybody in this town?
Arrest anybody? Oh, he wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, he better start with me.
Oh, dear. Why?
Because I'm gonna kill you for the benefit of mankind.
Oh, I'm about to become a martyr.
You're a siren if there ever was one, and there was one. You're a Lorelei, I'm a dope. You're a baddie if I ever saw one, and I've seen one. Darling, you're a lie, I've no hope. I'm at the end of my rope. You are so fair, like an oriental vision, but you make that decision, you're not quite fair. I'd pay your fare to Niagara Falls and back to, but you never will react to this love affair. You are the crepe Suzette I should get on my bill of fare, but if you love me not, flower pot, see if I care, see how you'll fare. If you keep on playing rover, when I come to think it over, you're only fair.
You are so fair, but you know you're no Apollo, and to say you're hard to swallow is only fair. I'd pay your fare all around the world and back to, for I'd like to give the sack to this love affair. You are the camembert I can't bear on my bill of fare, so if you love me not, flower pot, see if I care, see how you'll fare.
If you keep on playing roper,
when I come to think it over, you're only fair. No style and dressing, I'm afraid you ain't possessing no savoir faire. I'd pay your fare to the Tropic of New Guinea, for I'd like to yell, say Finny, to this affair. You are the freak event in the tent of a county fair, but if you love me not, polka dot, see if I care, see how you'll fare. If you keep on playing rover, when I come to think it over, you're only fair.
Thank you.
Jessica Stone and Christopher Fitzgerald sang You Are So Fair from Rodgers and Hart's Babes in Arms.
Sometimes it's not the musical itself that causes it to have a short run, but it's the things surrounding it. And I think that's what happened with A Year with Frog and Toad, which opened at the Court Theater on April 13, 2003, and ran for only 73 performances. It was written by Robert Reale, who did the music, and Willie Reale, who did the book and lyrics. And Willie Reale has done a great deal with children and literacy and theater. It's just an amazing thing. We loved A Year with Frog and Toad. Unfortunately, people thought of it as a children's musical, so kids were running around the theater. They were selling brownies and goodies during the show, which really annoyed me. But it turned people off, so they missed the chance to see a really sweet, sweet musical. From the original cast, we'll listen to Mark Lynn Baker and Jay Good, along with the chorus, to sing It's Spring.
Toad.
Blah.
Toad.
Blah.
Hibernation's over.
No, it isn't.
Oh, but it is so, Toad. Flowers grow, Toad, sprouting through the clover.
Blah. Clover.
Toad!
Ah!
Toad, your alarm clock is ringing! It's spring!
It's spring?
Yes.
Ding, ding-a-ling, is it spring? Is it true?
Yes.
Frog, would you please be so kind as to hand me my shoe?
Why, certainly, Toad.
Thank you, Frog. Good night, Clover.
But, Toad, it's April.
Oh, is it April?
Yes.
Good. Wake me up in May.
But, Toad, I will be lonely without you.
Blah.
I love the spring. It's an excellent season. Wonderful things to see and to do. And yet I am sad for an excellent reason. Spring isn't springy. No, not without you.
Toad, it is a long time until May. Well, January's over. February's over. March is over. April's almost over. Oops, I guess April is over. Toad, it's May.
It's May?
According to your calendar.
Oh, my. There's so much to do. I've got to clean the house. And I've got to mulch the yard. And I've got to get some breakfast. I haven't eaten since January.
Frog. Yes, Toad?
Frog.
What is it?
You know, I was just thinking, that extra month of sleep really makes a difference.
Smell the flowers, see the plants, hear the marching of the ants. Feel the sunshine, feel the breeze.
Look out, Frog, here come some bees.
Listen to the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 let's greet the spring.
Let's greet the spring, it's spring.
From A Year with Frog and Toad, that was It's Spring with its two stars, Mark Lynn Baker and Jay Good.
When the musical Chess arrived from London, it disappointed many people and lost its entire $6 million investment. It ran for 3 years in London, but played only 68 performances after it opened on April 28, 1988. From the original cast album, which I think is brilliant, we're going to hear Judy Kuhn and Marcia Mitzman sing I Know Him So Well.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong, but this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long. Looking back, I could have played it differently, learned a little more before I fell. But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Wasn't he fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness? He can't be mine. But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me. More security.
He needs his fantasy and freedom.
I know him so well. No one in your life is with you constantly. No one is completely on your side. And though I move my world to be with him, still the gap between us is too wide. Looking back, I could have made it different.
Judy Kuhn and Marcia Missman sang I Know Him So Well from Chess.
We'll go back to 1951 and April 19th for the opening of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn at the Alvin Theater. Music and lyrics were by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields, and of course this was based on the very popular book of the same title. It would go on to run for 270 performances and gave us a wonderful score to boot. From A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, let's listen to Look Who's Dancing, and from the original cast, we'll hear Marcia Van Dyke, Shirley Booth, and the company.
I don't want a wedding with flowers. All I want is standing right here. Everywhere there's music and flowers. Got to kick my heels, got to laugh and sing. Here's a girl with look who's on air. Silly and dizzy and too dumb to care. Will you look who's floating like a feather? Since he said that we belong. song together. Look who's dancing without a blush. Loony and spoony, all moonlight and mush. Look who hasn't got a wrinkle on her brow. Look who's dancing, look who's dancing. Look, look, look who's dancing now.
From the musical version of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, that was Look Who's Dancing, performed by Marcia Van Dyke, Shirley Booth, and the company.
Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart gave us a musical version of the biography of P.T. Barnum with Barnum, which opened on April 30th, 1980 at the St. James Theater and ran for 854 performances. From the original cast recording of Barnum, we're going to hear its leading lady and leading man, Glenn Close and Jim Dale, sing I Like Your Style.
We're out of step, we disagree. What's right for you is wrong for me. Together we're a part of country mile. But I like your style. I like your style.
We're out of step. We disagree. What's right for you is wrong for me. When I propose, then you protest. What's my divide? You just detest. Too sweet a fight to ever reconcile.
Too sweet a fight to ever reconcile.
Yeah.
each blessed
we
day.
Sweetly fill.
We sweetly fill.
With no you won't.
With no you
won't. And yes, I will.
And yes,
you
I will.
You wonder how we made it down the aisle.
You wonder how we made it down
well,
the
I like
aisle.
Your style.
Well, I like your style.
I like your style.
Glenn Close and Jim Dale sang I Like Your Style from the Columbia original cast recording of Barnum.
There have been very few, if any, successes when a film musical is turned into a stage musical. And High Society was done first in London with Natasha Richardson, and it was all right and did well with the coach tours. When it came to the United States and opened at the St. James Theater on April 27, 1998, it ran for 144 performances. Let's go to that original cast where all of the servants in the house became like a Greek chorus and listen to one of the songs for one of the leads. It starts off with Let's Misbehave, an intro with that chorus, and then we'll hear Randy Graff to perform A Right Guy.
They say that bears have love affairs and even camels. We're merely mammals. Let's misbehave.
Without me, it could be my hopes are too high. Obviously, he's not mad about me, but believe you me, he's a right guy. Yes, I can tell he far from adores me. I know but too well that wandering eye. I treat him swell and still he ignores me. But what the hell, he's a right guy.
From the Broadway production of High Society, you heard Randy Graff and the company with Let's Misbehave as the intro, and then He's a Right Guy.
A Whoopi Goldberg film called Sister Act became a London musical, which was a big hit, and it came to Broadway on April 20th, 2011, with the same leading lady as the London production. From Sister Act by Menken and Slater, let's hear Take Me to Heaven, performed by Patina Miller and the company.
Here she is, folks. The queen of the scene, the diva with the fever, Lady Fabulous 1978, voulez-vous coucher avec
me, Dolores Van Cartier. Let's light it up, Philadelphia. I've been thinking about you since receiving your call. Can't see living without you. You've got me mind, soul, body, and all. Praying, I pray every night and each day, hoping that you'll drop a line. Praying, I pray till you sweep me away, straight to count number nine. You are simply too
to me.
From the original cast recording of Sister Act, that was Patina Miller and the company with Take Me to Heaven.
And of course, Patina Miller made a big hit as the lead player in the revival of Pippin. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some songs from the shows of April on The Dress Circle. Let's turn to a show that I simply cannot understand why it failed, because I thought it was a beautiful romantic comedy. Steel Pier opened at the Richard Rogers Theater on April 24th, 1997, with music and lyrics by Kander and Ebb, and I just really loved the score, and I thought the story was excellent, but I seem to have been in the minority, and people just stayed away, which is such a shame. Here's a wonderful number for the two leads, Karen Ziemba and Daniel McDonald, where he's the ghost of a pilot who's come back to collect his dance. It's called Second Chance.
Second chance. Whoever gets to get a second chance. Whoever gets another turn at bat. Tell me that.
Okay, playtime is over. We're here to win. Now follow me and make a box.
A box.
This is the box step. Now look up. Keep making the box. Oh, this is gonna be worse than I thought.
One more try. Whoever gets to get another try. Whoever gets to sing the big reprise. Tell me, please.
Breathe.
Once you're down, they say. Once you're out to stay. No one tells you you can get right up, and you can start all over with a second chance.
Watch this.
Whenever life has gone from bad to worse,
it's the promenade.
You've got to run your movie in reverse. Rehearse. Soon that curse will disperse, but first you've got to get a second chance.
Okay, new plan. Just follow me and see how it's done. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, good, quick, quick, slow.
It's like fate or something, me meeting up with you. It's my second chance. One more try. Whoever gets to get another try. Whoever gets to sing the big reprise. Tell me, please.
Not bad.
Once you're down, they say.
Good.
Once you're out to stay.
Corner.
No one tells you you can get right up and you can start all over.
Keep breathing.
With a second chance.
That's it.
Whenever life has gone from bad to worse.
Much better.
You got to run your movie in reverse.
Right.
Rehearse.
Yes.
Soon that curse will disperse. But first you've got to get a second chance.
From the original cast recording of Steel Pier by Kander and Ebb, that was Karen Ziemba with Daniel McDonald to sing Second Chance.
A hit Hollywood Western became a hit Broadway musical when Destry Rides Again opened on April 23, 1989, at the Imperial Theater, where it ran for 473 performances. Words and music were by Harold Rome. We have one of the leads, Dolores Gray, to lead the company in a rousing number called Are You Ready, Gyp Watson?
Are you ready?
You'll be hanging till you're blue. But remember, as you dangle, that it hurts us more than it does you.
Friends, a few kind words in behalf of Gyp Watson. Very few. Here is a boy who single-handedly has prevented the West from becoming overpopulated. At the tender age of 15, he had 22 notches on his gun.
And it was my seventh gun, too!
Shut up, Gyp. Ain't you got no respect for the dying?
Just look at the face of that fun-loving child. Look at his face.
Okay!
You got to. cause you may never have occasion to see a face like that again. When this boy goes, the West becomes safe for law-abiding citizens.
No, no!
He was our only protection against human beings. What a loss to humanity!
Well, we try and change it. We're all sure he's not to blame.
He was led astray by gambling fools and bad companions. Oh, he loves his horse and his mother too, of course. If he knew who his foe was, he'd love him to pieces.
One day, Tip Watson, in just one day, you must go.
Dolores Gray led the company of the original cast of Destry Rides Again with Are You Ready, Jip Watson? We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Andrew Lippa penned a big hit when he took the world of Charles Addams, the slightly skewed view of the Addams Family, and turned it into a musical. It opened on April 8, 2010 at the Lundfontein Theater and went on to run for 722 performances. From the original cast recording, we'll hear Nathan Lane as Gomez Addams, with the male ancestors singing about his love, Morticia.
Morticia mia! Morticia, Morticia, the name alone is gold. It speaks of death and labored breath, not fears of growing old. If I could stop the clock right now, don't make a simple wish. The only wish that I would wish is this, this, this. The wind that makes a window creak, the mist inside the word mystique. Morticia, the fluttering wings of bats in flight, those creepy crawly things at night. Morticia, the moment she is focused on you makes you feel alive, and after she is through you hope you only just survive. Not unlike being stung by every bee inside the hive. Morticia, the scream she saves for only you, the misery she puts you through. Morticia,
Morticia,
the chill she brings to every room, the lethal stench of French perfume. Morticia,
Morticia,
she meets your gaze and promises to send you to the sky, when all the while behind that smile she's wondering how you'll die. That's why it's so delicious to be dominated by Morticia. Not today, that's what I heard her say. What's happening to my wife?
What's happening to your wife?
Not today, that's really not okay. She must be feeling blue. I don't know what to do, except perhaps it's true. I must, I can't, I will. You think I shall, I'll end my life. Morticia. No! Morticia.
Morticia.
She's every dream and every nightmare permanently bound. So when I'm dead asleep, that's when I feel it most profound. But tell me you'll come round before I'm 6 feet underground. Morticia.
Morticia.
Seek that unexpected green technique, Morticia.
Morticia!
A blackened heart, a darker soul, imprisonment with no parole.
Morticia!
Nice.
If I love you and you love me, then lose this fresh facade. My ingenue, I'll help you to avoid the firing squad. And life will be for us, you'll see, interminably hard. There's not a moment I could wish that would exclude my darling fish.
Nathan Lane and the company from the Addams Family singing about Morticia.
We're going now to one of Broadway's current hits. It's called Waitress, and it opened on April 24th, 2016 at the Brooks Atkinson Theater, where it's still going strong. It has music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles, and it's based on a famous film. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear What Baking Can Do, sung by its leading lady, Jessie Mueller, and the company. Jessie Mueller and the company brought us What Baking Can Do from the original cast recording of Waitress.
Let's go to an earlier British import from 1965, Half a Sixpence, which had music and lyrics by David Henniker. It starred Tommy Steele on both sides of the Atlantic and also in the film version. It opened on April 25th at the Broadhurst Theater and went on to run for 512 performances. Here's Tommy Steele with the company to sing one of Arthur Kipp's songs, Money to Burn.
If you had all that money right in your pocket, what would you buy?
What, right in my pocket?
Yeah!
A bar banjo.
If I had money to burn, a hole in my pocket, if I had money to burn, I'd go like a rocket down to the town without a stop. I'd blow right into the music shop and buy me a banjo, that a jenga ring a jenga, buy me a banjo, that a jenga ring a jenga, buy me a banjo, that a jenga ring a jenga. That's what I would do if I had all that money could buy. If I had all that money could buy. If I had all that money could buy, I'd buy me a banjo, ring jang, clatter jagger, ring a jang, play on the banjo, clatter jagger, night and day on the banjo, clatter jagger, ring a jagger, that's what I would do. If I had money to burn,
what? A hole in the pocket.
If I had money to burn,
I'd go like a rocket
down to the town without a stop. I'd blow right into the music shop and
buy me a banjo,
clatter jagger, ring a jang.
From Half a Sixpence, a musical based on a novel by H.G. Wells, that was Tommy Steele with the company singing Money to Burn.
We're going now to my favorite musical of all time, Follies, which opened on April 4th, 1971 at the Winter Garden Theater and played for 522 performances. From Stephen Sondheim's lush score, we're going to hear Dorothy Collins and John McMartin sing Too Many Mornings.
Too many mornings, waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings, dreaming of my girl. All that time, wasted merely passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings, wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning, turning into days. All the days that I thought would never end. All the nights with another day to spend. All those times I look up to see Sally standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms with her head against my head.
If you don't kiss me, Ben, I think I'm gonna die.
Where tonight and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember, how I'd remind you, you remembered, and my fears were gone. Was it ever real? Did I ever love you this much? Did we ever feel so happy then?
It was always real.
I should have worn green.
And I've always loved you this
much. I wore green the last time.
We can always feel
the time
this.
I was
in pretending I reach for you.
How many mornings are there still to come?
How much time can we hope that there will be? Not much time, but it's time enough for me. If there's time up and say, Sally standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms,
with your head against my
Dorothy Collins and John McMartin sang Too Many Mornings from Follies.
We'll close tonight with what I think is the perfect selection from Bye Bye Birdie, which opened on April 14, 1969 at the Martin Beck Theater and would go on to run for 607 performances. Charles Strauss and Lee Adams gave us this perfect hymn for a Sunday evening, subtitled Ed Sullivan. Paul Lynde, Mary Jane Marickle, Susan Watson, and Johnny Borden are joined by the ensemble.
Me on the Ed Sullivan Show? Ed Sullivan. Me, Harry McAfee, appearing with Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. Ed Ed Sull Sull. Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan. We're gonna
wonderful wife, two swell kids, a good job, and now this.
Someday we'll recall the greatest day of all.
Ed, I love you.
Well, that's it for us, and we hope you'll join us next week when we'll be taking a look at Broadway's Kids. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.